We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Word of Wisdom. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. I have just read from the King James Version. Chiamaka was really confused about who to marry. Two eligible brothers had asked for her hand. She met the first brother during her youth service year, while the second brother was a member of the same subgroup with her in church. As she continued praying and asking the Lord for wisdom concerning whom to accept, she felt led to discuss the matter with her pastor's wife. Before they even began the conversation, her pastor's wife prayed to commit their discussion to the Lord. But as she prayed, a word of wisdom came for Chiamaka. It reminded Chiamaka of certain prayers she had prayed during her youth service year. The word made it clear that her husband was the first brother, the one she met during youth service. Her pastor's wife didn't even know what Chiamaka wanted to discuss when the word came, but it brought clarity to Chiamaka, and she now knew exactly what to do. A word of wisdom is a word from the Lord that gives people wisdom concerning what to do. There are believers who have been given the ability to frequently receive such words from the Lord. They are those said to have the gift called Word of Wisdom. We find a good example of this gift at work in Isaiah 38:21 and 2 Kings 27, where the prophet Isaiah declared what was to be done for King Hezekiah's fatal boil to be healed and his life spared. Note that the spiritual gift called Word of Wisdom is so named because it is an inspired utterance by the Holy Spirit that gives wisdom and direction. It is not a product of learning or human reasoning. It is prophetic in nature, inspired by the Holy Spirit. Go into today remembering that God has given us spiritual gifts to help us in different areas of our lives. Prayer. Ask the Lord to help you receive and walk in the spiritual gifts He has purposed for you. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to Him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from 2 Chronicles 11-15. Click on the link after Bible in 1 year to listen to the audio Bible. You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.